Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Odd Trails is a true paranormal podcast. If you have a story to share, send it to stories@oddtrails.com. Enjoy the show.
Forget facts. Forget logic. Forget everything that seems real. You just trust.
Territorial House by Karina. My story is about a place and not a specific event, but several. The house that my sister and I mainly grew up in was only two houses down from a giant cemetery. Of course, the house came with an eerie energy when my dad bought it. Right off the bat, the house felt like it had something lurking there, or someone was always watching. Back then, we kids didn't know how to put into words that we felt like we were being watched. Number one, unwanted dinner guest. I've heard that negative energy can attract negative spirits, and our dysfunctional family had a lot of bad energy. To make a long story short, our family was the classic Cinderella story. Our stepmom was awful to my sister and me because we weren't her biological kids. About a year or so into living in the new house, my stepmom and half-sister moved out and into another country. However, before they left, my half-sister told us about an experience that she had. Most of the house's hardwood, creaky floors, they were original to the house, and it was hidden under the carpet before we moved in. One night, my half-sister got up to use the bathroom, and she heard the floorboards creaking in the dining room. It was like something was headed in one direction. She went to check on it. As she rounded the corner to the dining room, she saw one of the chairs being slid out from the dining room table. Having been caught, the chair stopped the same second that she came around the corner. She booked it back to her room and shut the door until morning. 2. The suitcase. As a teenager, my room was in the basement, my sister's room was upstairs, and my dad's across from hers. When you reach the bottom of the stairs, to the right would be my room, and to the left, which we called the other side, would be a little bar area that used to be an office, and the rest of the basement was used for storage, laundry, and whatever else. Now, because my room was in the basement, I could hear anything moving upstairs, like noises that you would consider the house settling. But I could tell the difference between the quick creak of the house settling versus weight bearing down on the floors, moving from one room to another, even if nobody else was home or awake or moving around. It would happen often, especially at night. The bar area had a doorway that connected to my room. When I turned 15, my dad let me get a rabbit. Sorry, but here comes the layout of the basement. Sometimes I would let my bunny out of her cage to stretch her legs or whatnot. When I did this, I would block off all doorways as best as I could, but she would still sometimes jump over the blockades. The bar also had two crawl spaces, one of which I didn't know about until my bunny crawled behind it. I was peeking into the crawl space where I saw her hop into, and I found my bunny sitting next to a suitcase. Although this space was technically a crawl space, I couldn't fit into it. Just my arm, shoulder, and head, so it was more of a space between walls. I grabbed my bunny, but I didn't dare touch that suitcase. I stacked a few small boxes over the hole and haven't looked at it since. I'm 24 now, and I've just recently told my husband about this suitcase. We've been together for almost 10 years, and I have no idea why I never brought this up before when we were teenagers hanging out in my room with the suitcase so close. My dad leaves for a month out of the year, and we check on his house, sometimes together, sometimes separately. My husband says that he's always felt an unwelcoming atmosphere, even just pulling up the driveway, knowing that he has to go inside. It's oddly quiet, with an awkward feeling hanging in the air because of how out of place he feels. A feeling I often had in my own home, especially in that basement. Before my dad sells the house, I want to have enough courage to look inside that suitcase, or maybe I should continue to leave well enough alone. Curiosity just might get the better of me. The lights on the other side would be off most of the time, and I could constantly feel angry eyes burning into my skin, staying laser focused on me as I would go about in my room. When I would turn off the lights to go to sleep and face the wall, I could feel the angry eyes moving in to stand what felt like directly next to me. Almost like it could only move in the dark. I always chalked this up to normal fears of a dark basement. That is until I moved out, and I haven't felt those angry eyes following me to the new house, even in the dark basement. When we visit and I go into that basement for whatever reason, I can still feel these eyes longing to pull me into the darkness. Number 3, dirty feet. My sister has had demons her whole life, mentally, and I believe spiritually as well. She had a bit of a rebellious period during her teenage years, as we all do, but where I'm from, it's bad luck to smoke and get high in a cemetery. I did this just once, and what followed was a couple of months of the worst luck of my life, and I'm so incredibly lucky that it makes my unlucky husband jealous. My sister did this a couple hundred times, so of course the next couple of years of her life were difficult. I think after one of her sessions, something clung to her with determination to leave. She said that one day she was in her bedroom, just relaxing on the floor with her door shut, when she heard footsteps walking up the hallway. Because she was on the floor, and there was about an inch of a gap between the bottom of the door and the floor, she had a decent view of the hallway in front of her. The feet walked right up in between her door and my dad's door, but it didn't try to get into her room. It just faced the wall between the bedrooms. She said they just stood there in dirty white socks, like their feet had been through the mud before coming into the house. She saw the bottom of a white dress that reached just above the ankles, also dirty with mud. She blinked, and the feet were gone. I had already moved out. My stepmom and half-sister weren't visiting. Only my dad and sister lived in the house, so there was no reason or explanation for anyone of this description to be in the house. Number 4. Shadow person and its familiar. Because of life's downfalls, my sister, her boyfriend, and my niece had to move into our basement. She brought so much bad energy with her that it tainted the entire house, the peace and love that we had worked hard to build were replaced with the awkward air and those lingering eyes. Even if she and her family weren't home, it hung around. Anyway, one day I was in their living room area with their baby while my sister was going up and down the stairs for errands. She gets to the bottom of the basement steps and rounds the corner towards the laundry area that was cut off from their living space in the basement. I saw a shadow figure following her, right on her heels, at least a foot taller than her. There were no lights on her that would cast a shadow. So I thought maybe it was her boyfriend, so I asked if he was with her just now, and she said, "No, he's in the basement taking a nap." We mentioned this to her boyfriend later on, and he said that he has also seen a shadow figure following my sister once before, and he assumed it was me. When he realized I wasn't with her, he didn't bring it up because he figured he had just imagined it. A few weeks later, she and I were in the living room with her baby. We both saw an adult black cat bolt towards the laundry area. My sister and I looked at each other confused, but feeling validated that we both saw the same thing. About a week before, my husband and I adopted a black kitten. We named it Hades. We usually had him in the spare room for the time being, so he and our other cat could get acquainted through the door. I called up to my husband and asked him if Hades was out and about or in the spare room. He says, "Hades has been in the spare room for the past hour." The cat that we saw was too big to be Hades anyway, but that was the only thing that we could think of that would make sense. They moved out not long after. Literally the day after all their stuff was packed and out of the house, the air was light and the basement had no lingering feelings to it. Any negative energy that was in the house was gone, and I haven't seen any shadow people or shadow cats since they moved out.
It's time to play big on Moto Social Casino, America's hottest free-to-play social casino experience. Moto.us has live casino games. It's time! Play big, win bigger on Moto.us today.
Moto is a social casino, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time! Moto.us.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Haunted Horse Farm by Shelley. 2 years ago, my husband and I bought our 2-acre dream farm in the Netherlands. It's an absolutely idyllic place, perfect for our horses, and an ideal location for my business. My husband works in a different country, and I'm away from home 4 to 5 days a week due to my work. Since we're gone so much, our stable worker lives with us and looks after our animals while we're away. My sister, who was 18 years old at the time, also lived with us while she went to school to learn more about the equestrian business. Naturally, she wanted to live with us with her pony to learn the ropes. I should mention that both my sister and our stable worker were going through troubled periods in their lives, and they both admitted that they felt this attracted some of the insane things that happened. During this time, we started to notice a few weird things happening in and around the house. Even the animals started acting strange, especially the cats and our Doberman. It all started with weird recordings on our cameras. I was looking at the cameras to see how the horses were doing, and noticed my stable worker had already taken them in. When I opened the camera, I heard voices at the paddocks, which were empty at the time. The horse paddocks are situated on the west side of the property, the stables on the other side, and we live in a rural area with neighbors far away. During the evening, it's dead silent, apart from the crickets and other noises that you're used to hearing at a stable. So it was weird to me that I heard voices speaking. After that, it spiraled into multiple impossible things happening, such as doors opening and slamming closed, and hearing heavy footsteps on the stairs, all of which were noticed by several guests we've had over. Books have even gone flying off the shelves. The activity increased massively when I talked about hiring a paranormal investigator to check things out. I was lying on the sofa with my dog when I heard someone running up the stairs. I was startled, and my dog growled at the living room door. I texted my stable worker, asking if she forgot something and why she was running up instead of down, as her living area was downstairs. My heart sank when she texted me a picture of her and her dog, out in the woods about 500 meters away from our house. I didn't immediately assume it was something paranormal, so I went to check it out, finding my 3 cats sitting at the bottom of the stairs, looking up. This was weird as they are almost never together. When I tried to pet one of them, something started loudly running down the stairs, right in front of me, but I didn't see anything. I almost lost it. My cats, dog, and I all ran out of the house, and we camped in the stables that night. When the investigator arrived the next day, this was the first thing I told him. Arriving in the hallway, he immediately felt the pressing feeling of being unwanted. He had done some prior research on our property. Turns out it's situated on the exact location of a World War II battleground, which took place in 1944. Apparently, the creek next to our house is called the Blood Creek because of the many injured soldiers and families who didn't survive the war. We also live 100 meters away from a cemetery, which is just great. I gave him a quick tour of the place, showing him the areas that had the most activity. We closed all the windows and doors upstairs and locked the cats in their cat room. When we sat down to discuss things in more detail, we heard a door slam upstairs. I got chills all over my body and did not want to go up and check. It gave me the feeling that we had upset someone or something. But we went upstairs and discovered the door of a closet I had shut was now open. There aren't any cracks or openings for drafts to come through. My stable worker and I were invited to join him on the investigation, So I put on my big girl pants and we tagged along. During the investigation, the EVP meter picked up on a lot of activity, and the spirit box actually gave us intelligent responses to our questions, which was insane to me. The investigator told us that this was the most paranormal activity he had ever encountered in an investigation. I don't know if that makes me proud or gives me the heebie-jeebies. Afterward, we obviously invited a medium, which was not an easy task, because the first four people I reached out to refused to come onto my property after I explained everything. I didn't know what to do. I just wanted to make our home livable again and give my animals some peace. However, the fifth medium I wrote responded with an urgency to cleanse our house. Yeah, not scary at all. She made sure she cleansed every area of the house and put mineral stones and Himalayan salt in every corner to protect it from becoming a meeting point for the afterlife. She stated that she discovered 27 entities in our home, three of which were malevolent. This explained the dreadful feeling I had whenever I went upstairs and all the aggressive activity, as if they were telling us to get out. I'm happy to report that after that, everything went back to normal. No more activity, and our animals have calmed down. It's strange to say that I live in a formerly haunted house, but we are still alive and finally living in peace.
MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games and now introducing live blackjack, roulette, and casino hold'em. These are so much fun. Modo always has generous jackpots, free spins, and exciting promotions. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hide and Go Seek by Xavier. This happened to me about 4 years ago at my friend Sean's house. Sean had invited me and some other friends over for the night. Sean lived in a huge, very old house in a historic neighborhood. As we all arrived, we waited in his living room. One of my friends, Jin, had the terrible idea of playing hide and seek. We all agreed, and my friend Livy was the one picked to be the seeker. As time passed, she began to find more and more people, including myself. Sean, Livy, and I were all searching the first floor when we heard a blood-curdling scream come from the basement. We figured it was just one of our friends trying to scare us, and we ran down to see who it was. After 5 minutes of searching, we didn't find anyone and figured that eventually they would come out when the game was over. Once the game had ended and everybody was found, we all decided to sit down and watch a movie. A few minutes into the movie, Sean asked, "Hey, who was in the basement earlier?" They all looked at each other, confused, and said, "Nobody was in the basement." I wish this was the end, but unfortunately it's not. A few days later, I was getting ice cream with Jen and we started talking about how creepy that night had been. She then told me something that still scares me to this day. She told me that while she was hiding in Sean's sister's room, she heard Livy walk into the room and start calling out Jen's name. As Livy started to get closer and closer to Jen's hiding spot, she heard the distinct voice of Livy on the first floor. Jen burst out of her hiding spot and ran down the stairs. Livy was standing in the living room having a conversation with her boyfriend. To this day, I still hesitate to visit Sean's house.
Haunted Flat by Joe. I have never told these stories to anyone. I'm not even sure why, but probably because I felt like no one would believe me. It all started when I moved cities when I was quite young, about 7 or 8, and ended up with my parents in a little city by the sea. My parents moved into the house about 2 months before me. I stayed with family in another part of the country, so they could prepare everything in the house and have it ready for me. To give you a bit of background, before moving to that house, I never saw anything weird or sensed anything off. The only thing I experienced was sleepwalking, which happened until I was 7. I moved into this flat and a few days went by. Sometimes my parents would go to the shop and I would be home alone. Every time I was alone, I could hear voices, but I usually discarded them as being the neighbors. However, it all changed one day. I was in my room watching TV, and my mom was somewhere in the flat. I heard her call out my name, to which I replied, "Yeah?" Mind you, the walls are thin. My mom didn't reply, so I was a little confused and shouted, "What?" But nothing. Then, a few seconds later, I heard my mom call for me again. I got up, fuming, and stormed out to the living room. I asked her why she was shouting for me but wasn't answering. I remember the way she looked at me when she said that she hadn't said anything. She suggested that it might have been the TV. I know for sure it wasn't the TV. I know my mother's voice, and she calls out my name every day. Plus, she had the TV at such a low volume, I definitely couldn't have heard it from my room. I then asked her if she heard me replying back to her. She said no and thought I was sleeping. This was the first time I experienced something in that house. Fast forward a few months, I started having some vivid dreams, too vivid to even separate them from reality. I would be asleep and wake up because someone was whispering in my ear. Being a child, I would wake up scared and scream for my parents. One night, I woke up after hearing those whispers and sat straight up. I saw an old woman I had never seen before at the end of my bed. I screamed even more, and she started laughing at me. When my parents came in to check on me, she simply wasn't there anymore. This happened nearly every night. I would sit up in bed and see that woman laughing at me. She had long, white hair and was dressed in an all-black dress. Somehow I knew she was a witch, and I would scream at my parents, "She's here! The witch is back!" But they still could never see her. I know what I saw, though. It started to get more aggressive. Along with her, I would see a man with no head. He was wearing a t-shirt and jeans, but his clothes were bloodied. This got to the point where I couldn't sleep alone at night, or wouldn't sleep at all because I was so afraid of them. My parents took me to the pediatrician, and he said that this was due to my age and having night terrors. But my question is, how could it be night terrors or nightmares if I was awake? And even now, nearly 30 years later, I still remember it clear as day. My last story from this house took place in the evening some years later. I was probably around 12 years old. I was in my room watching TV, and my parents had finally gotten me a dog. She was napping at the end of my bed, and the door to my room was closed. All of a sudden, my dog jumped up and let out a soft bark, looking at the closed door. The following all happened in a matter of seconds. I snapped my neck to look at the door. As soon as I looked, my light went off, then my TV turned off. My dog let out a massive bark and a growl, and my light turned back on, followed by my TV. My heart was going 100 miles per hour. I jumped out of the bed and ran to the kitchen to ask if the electricity went out. My family looked at me and said no. My grandma then turned to me and said I looked as pale as a wall. I told them what happened, and my parents just brushed it off. My grandma, however, went to my room and started to pray. I'm grateful for that. To this day, I have no explanation for what happened. I have since moved out and haven't had any more visions or experienced anything like that again.
Don't Mess with Witchcraft by Shelby. Let's rewind a bit to the summer of 2010. I was 19 and dumb. I watched way too many horror movies. So when Trevor broke up with my best friend Lauren, I did what the typical BFF did. I went to her house with snacks, movies, and some beer that I stole from my dad to cheer her up. It wasn't until I got there that Lauren shared with me that she had some other ideas, a love spell to bring Trevor back to her. We were both horror aficionados, so we knew exactly what we were doing, right? Well, no, obviously we did not. Now, present day me looks back on young me and shakes my head. I didn't know how to cast a circle to protect myself at all, but I was still so gung-ho about doing this spell. I was so gung-ho, in fact, that we Googled how to do the spell. And that right there should have been our red flag. But it wasn't. Her dad caught us Googling and flipped out, saying that we should not be doing this in his house. Red flag again, but no, we did not stop. It was a Friday night, so Lauren's dad and brothers were going out. So doing the spell was just a waiting game, waiting for them to leave so that we could get to work. We walked to the store to gather supplies, candles and spices, things like that. We even picked roses out of her neighbor's yard. And then we watched The Craft because, you know, witch stuff. Finally, it's 10 p.m. and everyone is gone. Time to start our spell. Now, we did respect her dad in some ways by deciding to do it on the back patio and not inside the house, but I feel like this made things even worse. We got out to the patio, then put out a circle of rose petals, put out our candles on the patio, sprinkled them with our cinnamon and other spices, and then lit the candles. We sat there for a good hour, speaking about Lauren and Trevor's relationship, how she wanted her future with him to go, and how she wanted him to be obsessed with her forever. This conversation, like any other that you'd have with a friend, flowed into spiritual experiences and ghosts that we had seen, things of that nature. That's when we heard it. A deep male voice from her back fence. It said, "Girls." We froze and went silent. "Hey, girls, come here." Trying to make ourselves less scared, we agreed that it was a neighbor and that we should get up and go look. So we did. There weren't any neighbors out at this hour. It was nearly 1 a.m. We also checked the bushes, thinking that her brothers would be hiding there trying to scare us. But they weren't there either. Then we heard a voice again, but this time it came from the patio. "Girls, over here." Before we could move, a large gust of wind picked up. Now, this was summer in California, and even at night, it's like 90 degrees with no breeze or wind, so we didn't know what this really was. We just took off running up to her patio and put the quote-unquote spell away. The candles had been put out, and our circle of petals had been blown away. We didn't care, though. We just ran inside Lauren's house and into her bedroom. We climbed into her bed, leaving the light on, put the blankets over our heads, and we lay there until morning. We couldn't sleep. All night, we heard tapping on her window, on her walls, and that same male voice saying, "Girls, let me in." We were scared, and when her dad got home, we broke down and told him everything. Needless to say, he was upset, but he did help us. He walked with us out back and helped us clean up the spell while we all prayed and blessed the area that we had been at, as well as the house. I think that the spell might have worked, but not on its intended target, Trevor. Whatever we did definitely attracted something. What it was or who it was, we are still unsure of. But we never did that again.
MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Modo. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Well, it happens to the best of us. I guess we should acknowledge the apparently super popular campfire story that slipped under our noses and made it onto the last episode. Whoopsie.
Yeah, to be fair, I've never really cared for or consumed too many urban legends or any fiction for that matter. So this one easily slipped past me. It was also an emailed submission from like years ago that I just happened to randomly dig up. I think it was even sent to the Let's Not Meet email. But also as an adult, I pretty much just stick to movies or documentaries for any kind of fictional paranormal fix.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I had no idea that that story from the last episode was an old internet urban legend.
I mean, in all fairness, I didn't catch it either. Goosebumps was pretty much it for me too when it came to scary fiction. Mm-hmm. After that, it was... yeah, movies and documentaries, and then seeking out true experiences if I'm going to take the time to read something.
Yeah.
I've read like two stories from the No Sleep subreddit because they were recommended to me and they were cool, but I just prefer searching for answers when it comes to this stuff. I guess we should read that book, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, so we can at least have a better idea of what to look out for.
Yeah, I've seen that book. I guess I just don't have too much interest in reading fiction, especially now with all of the reading I have to do for both podcasts. Nonfiction horror and supernatural stories are just far more interesting to me. I like my fictional stories to be told in the form of a good horror movie or show, or even like a radio play, like an old-time radio. I also like the No Sleep podcast.
Yeah.
That's actually entertaining to listen to. I know that it's fiction and it's presented in a very cinematic form, but when it comes to just like reading fiction, it just never did it for me. I guess I'm just boring.
Me either. I totally get it. I will say that Animal Farm and 1984 really won me over and convinced me to try to read more of the classics someday, but yeah, I'm the same. I feel like I just get more value with my time from nonfiction.
Absolutely. I feel like I'm enriching my life in one way or another. Even if I'm reading garbage nonfiction, if it's real, I just feel like I'm absorbing more, experience and knowledge.
Yeah, it could be about the upgrades to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania's stormwater drains in 1976, and it'd still be interesting because it's knowledge.
Yeah, you're right. I was kind of intrigued when you brought that up. Like, ooh, do you have a story to tell?
Not yet.
Yeah, it would probably be a good story to read, that Scary Stories book or something like it. We could at least get some kind of exposure to all of the quote unquote heavy hitters.
Yeah,
that, you know, everybody else seems to know about. And we can avoid that happening again.
Yeah, we got quite the scandal on our hands. Remember the movie The Squid and the Whale, where Jesse Eisenberg covers Hey You by Pink Floyd at the talent show and tries to pass it off as his own song?
Yeah, I love that one. That's one of my favorite movies.
Mm-hmm.
He just like flips through the music book and picks something that he thinks is obscure. but it's whatever. Accidents happen. I'm over it. Let's move on.
Yeah, we have to. Just a quick side note, though, if you're going to send us stories, please only send them if they are personal accounts mm-hmm. of events in your life.
Yep.
No rehashed urban legends, no creative fiction. I don't know if it was sent intentionally to try to trick us or if the person just thought, oh, it's a scary story podcast. I don't know. Either way, I mean, you didn't write that, so don't do that.
Yeah, exactly. You didn't write that, so don't do that.
Yeah.
So, moving on to Shelby's story, the more I read about magic and witchcraft, the more I understand why people are so scared of it.
Yeah, even in Joe's story, she described the scary woman she saw as a witch, mm-hmm. but I don't know what Shelby was thinking, though.
Yeah, she and her friend, they didn't do it right. They didn't follow Wiccan proto, and they didn't have any kind of protection.
Always use protection.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely grew up with a lot of misconceptions about witchcraft, though. We've talked about how witches are portrayed before, but even just the pentagram, it represents the elements and it's meant to be protective, but mm-hmm. it ended up being this horror pop stereotype that got lumped in with the satanic panic stuff.
Yeah, probably because people got their wires crossed with the whole inverted pentagram.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's the false idea that most Satanists literally worship the devil, and yeah. that gets misattributed to witchcraft.
Yeah, exactly. But man, do I love some good satanic or witchcraft-themed horror films, especially those Hammer horror movies from the 70s. That's just my favorite stuff.
I kind of do, but stuff like that makes me feel uneasy when they're actually praising or trying to contact evil entities with some sort of reverence.
Yeah.
Even with music, I listen to a lot of metal and I don't mind the lyrics and imagery about Satan, but there's a certain line where I feel like I'm going to become collateral damage to something. Collateral? Am yeah. I saying that right?
You are.
Okay. But yeah, as for witchcraft, I'm glad it's all positive vibes.
Yeah, I'm actually going to be talking to a fourth generation witch from the UK for that upcoming pod. So if you have any questions that you think I should add to my list, by all means, go ahead.
I guess something along the lines of what sort of aha moments they've had that validated their beliefs.
Yes, yeah.
Maybe they did a spell and something happened that they feel couldn't have been a natural coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
I know a couple of people who claim to be witches, and for them, they just jive with the spiritual philosophy and the rituals help keep them grounded.
Mm-hmm.
I just like hearing about metaphysical experiences in general, especially when it's something that makes somebody a believer in whatever it might be.
Right, right. And I'll definitely be getting into that, but you're right. It's less about spells and more about energy work and spirituality. I'm reading a really interesting book right now on that exact idea called Psychic Witch by Matt Arin. It explores the like psychic and intuitive aspects of witchcraft. I love it.
Yeah, you'll have to report back with how that interview goes. I think religion and spirituality fit well with the paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like how there's an overlap with horror and true crime.
Yeah, yeah, those things have more in common than devil worship and witchcraft.
Sick callback, bro.
Thanks. But yeah, we can use this portion of the show from time to time to recap some of the topics that I come up with in those interviews, because it kind of rhymes with everything that we do here in Odd Trails.
Perfect. Well, I'm going to finish this original song I've been working on called Bohemian Rhapsody. You better triple check your bags and get some sleep, Mr. Disneyland.
Yeah, I know. I've had the pre-travel jitters all day, but good luck on that song. I hope it tops the charts, man.
Oh, it will.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. If you have a story to share, make sure you send it to stories@oddtrails.com, as long as it's not fiction. However, all of the stories you've heard this week were narrated and produced with the permission of their respective authors. And make sure you sign up for our Patreon at patreon.com/oddtrails if you want to get access to ad-free versions of all of our episodes at a higher bitrate for the best listening experience. You can do that at patreon.com/oddtrails. And finally, make sure you check out the new episodes of our other podcasts like Let's Not Meet, a True Horror Podcast, and the Old Time Radiocast at crypticcountypodcasts.com. Everyone, stay safe.
Peace out.
Don't let the ghosts and the ghouls disturb you, darling. MODO.US.
Visit MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games and now introducing live blackjack, roulette, and casino hold'em. These are so much fun. Modo always has generous jackpots, free spins, and exciting promotions. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.